Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is also taught that such faith should yield good fruit and good works, and that a person must do such good works as God has commanded for God's sake, but not place trust in them, as if thereby to earn grace before God. For we receive forgiveness of sin and righteousness through faith in Christ, as Christ himself says, "When you have done all things, say, we are worthless slaves." The fathers also teach the same thing. For Ambrose says, "It is determined by God that whoever believes in Christ shall be saved and have forgiveness of sins, not through works, but through faith alone, without merits." These are the words that make up the sixth article of the Augsburg Confession, as it was presented to the Holy Roman Emperor. Here, Philip Melanchthon, with the help of Martin Luther, addressed the place of good works in the life of the Christian. How good works fit in to the day-to-day operations of a believer in Jesus has always and continues to be a source of struggle. Anchoring the statement made in this sixth article is the final verse from today's gospel lesson. "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." What should the Christian therefore expect when all of his or her good works are done? Nothing. It has been your duty, your privilege. You have gained nothing before God by doing them. Now this is a hard teaching. It is another in a long line of hard sayings from Jesus as recorded in this section of Luke's gospel. And while Jesus is specifically speaking to his disciples at this point in Luke 17, there is little doubt that the scribes and the Pharisees are still listening. Even for the true follower of Christ, Jesus' words pose a dilemma. Earlier, the disciples of Jesus responded to his exhortation to forgiveness with the cry, "Increase our faith." Rebuke a brother or sister to their face if and when they sin against us? How hard is that? If they repent of that sin to you, forgive it. How hard is that? If they commit that sin against you 7 times in the day and repent 7 times, forgive them 7 times. How hard is that? And yet, that's is our Christian duty. Increase our faith. And yet, Jesus says, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. Size of faith does not matter. Even the smallest faith is capable of the most great accomplishments. The problem is not with the faith. It is with the one who possesses that faith. We sinners, bound to our senses, to our reason, to our experiences, readily doubt God's gift of faith. But it is a gift from God. And all things are possible with God. But do not expect to uproot plants from your garden and cast them out into the sea where they will be firmly replanted. Rather, though, expect to forgive your brother as often as he repents. That is God's way with you. It is your way with others. From a moment of weakness of faith, all the way up to the pinnacle of overconfidence in faith, goes our Lord in this text. When we are blessed with doing good works as Christ's followers, we feel a sense of pride and accomplishments. We begin to think that greatness really does lie within us because of the good that we have done. The old Adam within leads us away from the source of our goodness and prods us toward the edge of self-righteousness. Look at the good that I've done. My faith must be pretty strong. What a great sign that God loves me and that I am truly saved. Foremost on our minds are the gains we will get for our good works, from the feeling of accomplishment to the accolades of others. Farthest from our minds is the nothing that our works have earned. Each of us lives our lives from the inside out. That is, to us, everything begins with us. How does what I do each day impact me? How does what my family does each day impact me? How does my job impact me? How does the news impact me? How does the country affect me? How would I handle that situation? Are my needs being met? We are driven by what we can get and how much. More is better. Less is shameful. We expect to get something then in return for our hard work, even as Christians, for our attempts to overcome sin, for our resistance to temptation, for our helping out of our neighbor, for our prayers for others. We expect something, a little bit, anything. We do not expect nothing, but we should. That is to be our attitude as Christians in doing good works. Do the good works that God has created for you to do simply because they are good and they are right. Nothing more, nothing less. If something comes as a result of your good works, great, accept it. But then go right back to expecting nothing. The good works you are doing as a Christian, and you are doing them, for you are Christians. These good works are your duty, your job, your privilege. You are unworthy servants. You are simply doing what is your duty. How hard is that? For the unbeliever, such humility is unbelievable. And yet, for the believer, the baptized in Christ, it is life. Because you are baptized in Christ, His perfect works of service to all mankind in his living, death, and resurrection are credited to you as righteousness, perfect righteousness, just like what was true for Abraham, as said in Hebrews 11. Christ has earned it all for you. There is nothing left to deserve from God. There is nothing for your good works to gain you before God. You are set free to do good, to do what is right. Not because you have to in order to be saved, but because doing good and doing right is who you already are as one saved by Christ. So, what to expect before God for your good works? Nothing. What to expect before God for the good works of Christ? Forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. Complete, full, sealed with the blood of Jesus. So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." God grant it, for Christ's sake. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.